It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Something about the American story is not going according to script right now, in particular, the American economic story.
We think of ourselves as a country of innovators and risk takers. Many fail, but some succeed. That's one reason our economy is constantly changing and churning, even in this period of slow growth.
One question right now is whether American businesses are innovating enough to create new jobs. And that's our next subject as we look this week at the economy's new normal. NPR's Wendy Kaufman looks at the current state of innovation.
Tom Clement is just the sort of entrepreneur the U.S. needs to propel the economy. He loves brainstorming and developing new ideas and turning them into products and companies. Back in the mid-1980s, as he was leaving to climb Mount Everest, his friends asked if he was frightened. No, he said, just excited. Today, he says, starting a new business is a lot like scaling mountains.
It's that same sense of just being out there, putting yourself out there. You know, that part of you that wants to take a risk, that enjoys that feeling of uncertainty and needing to figure things out as you go.
Over the past 30 years, he started or helped to start a number of companies in the medical device field. Today, we're at the suburban Seattle offices of Pathway Medical Technologies. It makes a specialized tool that physicians use to clear clogged arteries in the leg.
These are Swiss screw machines, and they're about 30 feet long. So, you know, they wouldn't fit in most people's living rooms. And yet the parts that are coming off of them can be a tenth of an inch in diameter.
This sophisticated and innovative technology has created jobs. 6 years ago, Pathway had 20 employees. Today, there are 200. And company co-founder Clement isn't sitting idly by. A few miles from here, he started two new companies and is already offering some people jobs.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
But as the 55-year-old entrepreneur knows all too well, turning good ideas into new products and companies isn't easy. Still, it's something the U.S. has to do to keep the economy growing. Economist Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board explains that for the first part of the year, the U.S. economy grew very slowly, at an annual rate of just under 2%.
Without innovation, not only are we stuck at 2%, we might be lucky to get 2% growth.
Goldstein says a concerted focus on innovation could boost growth by perhaps half a percent.
That's got to be worth alone 50, 75, maybe even 100,000 jobs a month.
Nothing to sneeze at when you consider that just 18,000 jobs were created last month. But innovation and the jobs it creates doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. And there's another stumbling block, money. Again, Ken Goldstein.
Where we are right now is not a dearth of ideas, but the ability to finance those new ideas into new companies, into new products, into new services hasn't broken down, but it has slowed down.
Right now, there's not much public money being invested in innovation, and despite historically low interest rates, there's not all that much private sector investment either. Rosabeth Moss-Cantor of the Harvard Business School suggests that investors and companies remain skittish about the U.S. economy.
Companies, for example, claim they want innovation. I sometimes talk to them and they say, we want more innovation, just not that idea, not that idea, not that idea. To have high levels of innovation, you need more people trying more things, even if they fail.
Risk-taking and tolerance for failure have long been hallmarks of American business culture, and they've played a role in making the U.S. the most entrepreneurial country in the world. But entrepreneurs elsewhere are beginning to take more risks. And, says Cantor,
we used to attract the best and the brightest. People from other countries would come here to start businesses, discover new things, create jobs, and now that talent might go back to their home countries because they see those countries as full of opportunity.
Other countries are indeed gaining ground on the U.S. in innovation-related indicators, things like patent awards and research and development spending. China, for example, is now a leader in clean energy. But confidence here at home remains a huge problem. Innovation has a chicken-and-egg quality about it. You need innovation to spur the economy, but you need confidence in the economy to drive innovation. Harvard's Rosabeth Cantor puts it this way. Innovation will be stifled if a country is scared, afraid to invest, and uncertain. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.